Well, one of the things that I'm always clear on, even when I talk about our own contradictions playing a part, is that I always want people to understand that the role of the state is to destroy us. And the counterintelligence program of the FBI was the major factor that was putting all kinds of pressure on us, destroying us. But what we have to accept as movement people is that regardless of all the pressures that they were putting on us, that we have to also see how we play a part in our own destruction. You know, so within the Black Panther Party, here we are under constant attack by the local police department, the politicians, the FBI, reactionary people in our own communities and in the white communities. But then when we do not see how, like, say, fighting sexism within the Black Panther Party also helps to strengthen the Black Panther Party, then we participate in the sexism that caused divisions. When we don't see how the top-down structure of the Black Panther Party does not really develop the leadership, creativity, and self-organization of the rank and file, then we help to create weaknesses within the Black Panther Party that the FBI and other forces of the state can come in and just exploit, you know. And the thing is that all during the course of the Black Panther Party, when there's these internal contradictions around democracy or around internalized racism and sexism, that leadership was not recognizing it, that communication lines between leadership and rank and file were breaking down, that the impact of, like, especially with the leadership, the impact of, say, like, the celebrity factor, like with Huey P. Newton in particular, when he got out of prison, he has all the celebrities around him who were exposing him to so many things, and some of them things was like drugs. And with Huey P. Newton, who's under a lot of pressure as leader, begins to experiment with drugs and eventually develops an addiction, that when his sense of power begins to grow, like how we say in the anarchist movement, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And he started to surround himself by only loyal people and began to expel those who opposed him or who were critical of what he was doing or the direction that the Black Panther Party was going. It caused the breakdowns within the ranks of the Black Panther Party to such a point that a split was actually going to happen, and you could feel it even before the split actually happened in public. You know, you got to see the role that we played in participating in our own destruction. That it has to be democracy, that we have to always be open to new ideas that help to give us an understanding of what it means to be different human beings, new human beings. What is internalized oppression? Why is it important to fight sexism and homophobia and ageism and all the other kind of negative isms that we carry in us as a result of being raised in this cesspool of U.S. capitalist racist empire?